I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. What are the best headphones for treasure hunters? Do we really need them at all? In this show, I'll talk about the whys and wherefores of headphones for metal detecting, and I'll tell you why this is a controversial subject for many treasure hunters. First, why should we use headphones at all? There are three main reasons. 1. Headphones give you a degree of privacy. Want to be a Pied Piper? Just use your detector without headphones in a park or schoolyard or wherever there are kids around. The beeps from your detector will draw every kid within hearing distance, and some of those kids can hear your detector from miles away. You really don't need that. With headphones, only you hear the beeps. 2. Headphones let you hear the softer signals, and those softer signals are often the deepest, and hopefully oldest, coins. With the beep delivered directly to your ear, there is less chance you'll miss hearing a signal than if you had to listen to a speaker from a few feet away. Outside noises can further hide your beeps when you don't use headphones. 3, your batteries last longer when you use headphones. Headphones don't use as much power as the onboard speaker does. Let me throw out a word of caution here. There are some places where it's a good idea to leave one ear uncovered so you can hear what's going on around you. Places where you don't want anyone coming up behind you without you hearing them. It's always best to get yourself a hunting buddy for these areas. Okay, what headphones should you use? There are lots of choices, from Walkman types you can get at the dollar store to headphones made especially for metal detecting that cost well over $100. What about the headphones made for listening to music? I've used them and I've found them to be fine in terms of tone and volume, but not so fine in terms of durability. And that's to be expected. They were made to be used while you were sitting quietly in an easy chair, not knocking around in the woods in the rain, banging them into things, dropping them on the ground, as is likely to happen on a normal outing. Still, I've had great results from a set of cheap Koss Walkman-type headphones. That means tiny headphones, very lightweight, and you can get a set with a volume control built into the cord for under $10. That volume control is great if you have a detector that doesn't have a built-in volume control, for example, the ever-popular Garrett Ace 250. Those small foam-cupped headphones are wonderful when you're hunting in quiet places, but if you're in a noisy environment, you need headphones that cover your ears and screen out the outside noises. Otherwise, you won't hear those light, whispery, deeper signals. My favorite headphone that covers my ears is called the Audiophone 2. It's lightweight. It has a mono stereo switch, so it works with both mono and stereo detectors. It has a coiled cord, which doesn't get in your way as much as a straight cord. It's comfortable, and that's important when you're hunting for extended periods of time. And it has individual volume controls for each ear. I hear better out of one ear than the other, so I can set these headphones so I'm hearing the same in both ears. They cost about $40. I'll give you a link to where you can get these headphones in my program notes. Now what about those headphones that cost over $100? Some of the more popular models are the Ratphones, the Black Widow, and the Grey Ghost. There's a lot of argument about whether they're worth the money. People who own them generally love them. They say they're more comfortable and they like the tone of the beep better. But the question is, will they help you find more? I personally don't believe they will. To me, the electronics are simple. Your detector senses a target. It sends a pulse to the headphone speakers beep in your ear. Some beeps may sound different through different headphones, but as long as you hear the beep, the headphones have done their job. And all headphones have the frequency range necessary to discern the different beep frequencies of multiple frequency detectors. In the field of electronics, there are many companies that specialize in very high-priced equipment. Some stereo speakers, for example, cost several thousand dollars. Are they better than, say, $300 speakers? Most people can't tell the difference. Some speaker cables cost $40 or more, but tests have shown they don't make speakers sound any better than does a $1 length of zip cord, the cord you find on a lamp. And some of the higher-priced headphone manufacturers claim their headphones do a better job than cheaper headphones. I've posted a link to a couple of articles about this, one pro and one con. I think you'll find them interesting. And if you have an opinion one way or the other, post your own note right here. Just click the comments button. If there's enough interest in the topic, I'll do a follow-up show with your findings. Thanks for listening, and please check out the new edition of my metal detecting manual at treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.